Pesachim, the last 6 weeks, Simukov Sadiches. Gemara brings down that Midiraisa in order to be Chatzitza has to be Ruba Yomakbid, in order to be Chatzitza, Midarabanan, they would go there on Miyot Sheni Makbid or Roiv Sheni Makbid. What's he said to David that if it's going to be any Makbid, it's not going to be Chatzitza? Chatzitza, we saw two different Mahalchim, we saw Mahalchim, some Rishon and Boston Rashi. As long as you put that Makbid on, it's just his bolt to the gulf, it's toffle to the gulf, and that's the series of Dover why it's not going to be a Ksidah Chatzitza. A second Mahalach, the whole longest Chatzitza, what? It's bottled to the gulf. Sometimes a person not going to be on top of it, it's bottled to the gulf, it's toffle to the gulf. A second Mahalach, which the Moshe brings out, is the Chazin Shme'inza, that Be'etzim, when a person does the Maisa Tefillah, you're fully in the mikvah. You have to, you're fully in the mikvah. And Navas, there's Halacha that if a party has something on it, which the person's makbid, that's going to be chaitzitz. How much is that? So midiraisa is dafka roiful makbid. Midarabanan, it's going to be ruvish any makbid, or mid ha makbid. But not the pshat, so you have to come onto the board, it's both of the goof. The said the dafka is that, that's me doing a full ma'aseh tefillah, midiraisa is doing a full ma'aseh tefillah. You're totally in the mikvah. There's halacha, that's something which is, a chaitzitz is chaitzitz. What is that? Something which is roiv, that'd be chasani ma'aseh chaitzitza, something which is mi'at. I'm not going to be there, but I'm going to be in my Tzitzitz. Now, like I said before, the difference between Chesaron and Maisa Tvila or Akpada. If she has a mash over here outside of the mikvah, outside, or part of her body outside of the water, that's just not a Maisa Tvila. Maisa Tvila would be 1,000% in the water, and if a little bit of hair is sticking up, that's like to have a mikvah lady. Mashenkein, the concept of Chatzitza is only in a situation where you're totally in the water, just something in between, which is bothering you, or which you're makbid on, that's going through chesis, midiraisa, or midarabanan. The gemara yivamasim b'vor, kuloi, is a chatzitza, kuloi sheni makbid, the question is, why the chen or bothered by hakim is not brought down, the Rambam doesn't bring it down, so we saw that Rav Chaim says that once, we saw basically Rav Chaim says that Bepshad is that once a person is makbid, midarabanan, on the chatzitza, so therefore automatically you're always going to be makbid rife. Heavy kulish and makbid, the maisa since midarbana now it turns into chatzitza, rubi shem makbid chatzitza, so you're going to be makbid more than rife. So it ends up it's always going to end up turning into rubi makbid every single time, so it's not a geya kulish and makbid to be deraisa, but once you put down darbana that rife is a problem, and person is always makbid until the rife. Therefore, it's always going to be found. What? That's before the Durban. Once you have Durban, therefore, it's going to be Durais. Yeah. So, but it gave the Shiloh that every time nowadays, every Rubish and Makbet should be in the Duraisa, because being that the one says it's a Akpada, so therefore now it should turn into a Rave. Hamakbits, we saw the Malach from Achiezer, Rochanan, and others. The pshat is that a kepeda mitzvah, very important. You said a kepeda mitzvah, Allah is next to the kepeda. The kepeda is only if it's kepeda mitzvah, but the person doesn't want it there. Beside, the person doesn't care, and it's just a kepeda mitzvah, Allah. So then the Allah is that's not going to consider it a problem. Which is a very important you say for a couple of different reasons. And one's very important you say is that who do we down when we're downing? Roy, Miat, who are we looking at? Being that we're not dining, Akpada Misa the Mikvah is not going to be prominent. We're not just dining, Chesed isn't true. We're not just dining from people, we're not dining people going to the Mikvah. We're dining everybody, and the fact that people are Makbid because they're going to the Mikvah, if most people are not Makbid, then it's going to be irrelevant, and the Maisa would not be considered a Chatzitza. A Raya L'Dovah to this Soid is from the Shari Dura. Shari Dura says every Miyot, Bizman Azeh, you should take it with a Chil or Makbid, take everything off. Even Miyot Shani Makbid or Makbid, you should take everything off. So, Im Kain, it should come out everything's Makbid. If you say Akpada Misad, Nida is Akpada, so then there are Mazda Chachil like Titfall, Adun Dvam Shani Chatzitza, and now everything should be a Makbid. Therefore, it's Mukhak to decide that Akpada Misad Halacha will not be considered Akpada, and it's only Akpada if it's going to be considered a Akpada. It's only considered Akpada if it's Akpada Misad, but that's a normal person would be Makbid. In terms of who is Makbid, in order for something to be Makbid. So if Ruba the Alma is Makbid, so then Hamaisa, and there's a Makbid both ways. If Ruba the Alma is Makbid, and even if she's not makbid, the mice are going to be machmir. If Roy people are not makbid and she's makbid, they said it's because on the Rambam, and the Torah is going to be considered chatzitza. It's just for the Rambam and Torah, not like the Rajba. And the mice are both ways. If you're makbid or Roy people are makbid, then that's going to be considered a chatzitza. In terms of what's considered the gedder of Hakpada, this is probably the hardest, really, one of the hardest nakudas in Hilchos Chatzitza. How do you magder being makbid? How much is considered a makbid? What's considered a makbid? Just had a couple klalim. One is that if a person would keep it on there, you're not makbid. Anything a person doesn't care about, keep it on there, you're not going to be top of it, and you're not going to keep it on there, you're not going to be makbid. We sit over there, let's say a person would take it off, because why not? You know, you're just bored and you just like go like that. I bet somebody wouldn't care. It just comes off very easily. It takes a few seconds to take it off, but now you really care if it would be there. And you wanted to spend 2.5 minutes to take it off. Okay, that would not be considered akbada. That's just a why not taking off. And that would not be considered a hakpada. Something which you're not going to take off is going to fall off by itself. Stitches which fall off. Do you say that the Das Machmir and the Sankralitz or the Ashiv the Machmir, they say that the suid of being bought of Chatzitza is whether it's bought to the Guf, not bought to the Guf. If it's going to fall off and it's not going to stay there and you don't want it to stay there, impossible to say that that's tough to the Guf. And if they say stitches which fall out would be, yes, fixed a problem. The Das Machmir and Sheva Levi, Shama Zalman, Ashokam was being right from Ashi and Shabbos, that the suid Hadavar is that Hakpad is something which I'm going to take off. I'm oisik in it. I plan on taking it off. Anything which I'm not going to take off, it's mamela going to fall off. And I'm not being metapal with it. And right now I want it there, and it's going to stay there. And I'm never going to take it off. It's going to fall off by itself. They want to say that's not considered a hakpada. And therefore that would be considered a miyot sheni makbid. And lamaisa be considered batel to the gaf. Far the hakpada is, as I said, I'm not makbid right now, but I will be makbid eventually. And at this point, the second, I would not be makbid. So basically, Shuvah brings down to Zuchin Yosef. Zuchin Yosef says that Hakpada is B'shas Lisha, by taking off the rings, like the Pesach Tshuva, that as we makpedas le'idim muzumanis, like tabas, mudekas ba'etzo chlitzitz, as a person takes it off B'shas Lisha. Why? Because Lisha is something that can happen kampa mayoyim, a machar mesresa, it can happen anytime you want. But as pam achas man ruba loyif, as pam achas for a long time, then that's not going to be chatzitza. Only chatzitza is something which is any time, any point, any day, it could be there and come across. Anything which is a manruva is not going to be chatzitza. The pashtus of the Chassam Sofer in the debut is not like that. In the case of Tabas, the Pesach Tshuva brought down Simcha Gimel Simcha Talad, they bring down the Tabas of the chatzitza. Why? Because you take it out for having a birth, take it out to do a Hafsek Kaira, and they want to say that that's considered hakpada, the fact that they take it out, they have a kuach. Whether taking it out for birth is exited akpada or not exited akpada, you're just making room for it. But the pashas is that something which is not every single day. And therefore, it's even lizman rubu, yes, would yes be considered a chatzitza. So Rav Nissim Kraus says, machoikis, personally, it's machoikis in Zichin Yosef and the Chassam Sofer. And therefore, Rav Nissim Kraus personally wants to be machmir. So being a machmir lizman rubu. Befrat, if you hold out, bonus that dover is that it's bothered to the Gulf. How can you say it's bothered to the Gulf? I'm planning to take off in 3 months, in 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, it can't be bothered to the Gulf because it's also to come off. Therefore, it's not, it can't be bothered to the Gulf. Ramosh, on the other hand, is Machik in the Sefer, and he wants to say that later, he could always maybe give birth, maybe she's having a miscarriage, maybe she's always giving birth, it could be any single time. Same thing with Hafsek Taira, even though she's going to the mikvah now, but maybe she'll bleed any second, and you have to have sektaira. I have to wait 5 days to have sektaira. You don't have to wait 5 days. You have sektaira right away. And you can wait 5 days to start counting Zainakim. Therefore, Moshe wants to say that the Geder Hadavar is has to be something which is oyumet to happen all the time. If it's something which only happens in Rechikis, it would not be considered a chatzitza. Moshe says, but frat, it works much better with his lamdis that the Yisrael Hadavar is bad. Same, he did a maisa tefila. I'm totally in the water. And of us is a halacha and gzeira that there's something called a chatzitza. So that chatzitza is only something which is makbid. What's called makbid? Makbid is something which is imminently something which you're going to be makbid on. If you're not going to be makbid on right now, it's something which is in the future, not being said a chatzitza. And that was a malicious psak. That's something which a person, it's something which comes up all the time. If it doesn't come up all the time, it would not be considered a chatzitza. If somebody is only makbid for Shabbos, what's going to be that, what's going to halacha with. So Zichin Yosef, in that tshuva, says beferish, that he says that his raya was the umman, it says that Sava, the Savaya, the person who paints, being that the different sog is not going to, it's not going to be excluded akpada. Zak the Zichin Yosef, that he highly doubts they went into shul with paint on their hand, and the pasha says they did wash it off on Shabbos, he makes that nacha, and everyone wants to say that the fact that, if it's now it's Monday, and the fact that he's been makir on Shabbos, that's like a panum chadashas by the kama. It's a new situation. Right now it's not Shabbos. Right now it's Monday. And being right now, I don't care that it's on me. I'm happy it's on me. It doesn't make a difference to me. Therefore, that would not be considered a chatzitza. And it's only akpeda if right now it would be, right now there would be akpeda. Awesome chokum, they say they're not. Some say for himself and Mr. Moore say they're not. What did the umman do on Shabbos? I guess he kept it on. Maybe he didn't care. Maybe, maybe he didn't wash it off. But the chur, misvar the chur to the nice rayim. When a stam, when the woman had a chasana, did the woman take it off? What? When his mother-in-law came, right? Did he take it off? So I don't know. It's very hard to project our society in other societies, and especially when going back a couple thousand years. It's hard to kabanji as whatever. It's hard to project. But it's probably pretty safe to assume that they did take it off at certain points, and the woman didn't walk around with it all the time. It just means on a regular, normal day, they're happy that it's here, and they're fine that it's here, and they're shalim that it's here, and therefore that's not called akpada. But it's right, this only works in the mahalach, and I've been like a moshe. That's when I did a maizchat tzitzah, this din akpada. What's called akpada? I don't want it here. Like I saw one of the achrayan and zmaneno, I think it was Sternberg, saying like, on Shabbos, if I could take off a Shabbos, it's not akpada. It's because I want to look nice. I don't really care. I'm trying to make myself look nice. Like, it's a dinak poda. Poda is like, it bothers me, it stares me, and that's all going in that kav of mahalach. Because the mahalach is, like we're saying, the vodah is bottled to the gulf, and then the chur, it's very hard to say it's going to be bottled to the gulf. If it's hard to say it's bottled to the gulf in a scenario where you're going to take it off in the short future. But for sure, if somebody has a chasana, it's Friday night, or somebody has a chasana about that situation, about it. Is Makbid and the Chur Kuli Alma will be masking that situation. That would be excited to Chetzi. In terms of who has to be Makbid, is Tali and Kipshutai. That this is also a very difficult thing to work on. You know, who's talking about me, Rav Elam, how's it work? So this is a thing in Shabbos at Anshe Hotzel, which the Beki Yosef and Kusamach Aleph and Shai Chur means down. That the way you done Akbad is Tali and Ruba the Alma. If Ruba the Alma is Makbid, even though you have one country which is not Makbid, they're going to be Tafel. And there's going to be Akpada. If that country is Makbid, then it's Mami. But if Ruba Dama is Makbid, we don't care about you personally. And you go bust the Ruba Dama. Which, it's going to be a little bit difficult just to work out. Because number one, we saw Yisoid. Maybe Alan can help me out. We have Butcha help me out just with this Nakuda. Struggling with it a little bit. We saw Yisoid that a Uman is considered a separate category. Somebody is a Uman. Him is next to a Akpada. And the fact that he has pain, he doesn't care about it, and doesn't bother him. Therefore, Uman would not be considered Kepeda Waga. He's considered a different type. Being that he's a different type, therefore, it's going to be considered that it's not going to be a Chetzvim. You know, other people would be considered a Chetzitza. So let's say Israelis are not Makkah students. And Rova Alma would be Makkah. Let's say that'd be the scenario. So the Beki Yosef says, since you go Basa Rov. Why would we not say that Israelis are a different calf? They're different. Different sort. So if the Chor is posh like this, the Chor is posh at HaDavar, that if there's a Sibas HaDavar, why they're not Makban on it? For example, let's say the climate of itself is much hotter. So the less Makban on sweat, just because it's impossible. Take a shower 4 times a day, what are you going to do about it? So let's not go and sweat. We're thinking in a colder climate, you know, from Chicago, you don't sweat at all, right? In different areas, there's no, and it's very, very cold. So if we see a Siba, like a Uman, there's a Siba, why he's not Makba, he's a different Sug, because he paints, if he has on his hand, if we see a different Sug, then it's possible that you're not going to go bust the Ruba the Alma. So anything which has a Siba, for example, sweat, maybe nits in Eretz Yisrael, right? Nits, lice, being that there's much more around and it's much more difficult to get off and whatever the scenario is. So therefore, there's a Sibas HaDavar. Why they're different? Pashut Bar, that they're going to be considered a separate category and you're not going to go bust a Ruba Da'am. The question is, if there's no particular reason already why it should be different, then it's a little bit difficult. But Yosef seems to say, you can go bust a Ruba Da'am. and you won't go buster a specific civilization. Which, you know, in the olden days, no one knew anything about anybody, right? They didn't know what was going on in the other side. You know, what's going on in the next shtetl, you know, five, you know, half hour away when you're on the horse and buggy, for sure. They know what's going on in America before it comes to discover America, right? And no one really knew what was going on in other parts of the world. So, I don't know. It's a little bit hard to that gather to say it's totally in the Alma as opposed to telling in each the specific society. Tzivus HaDavar, like I said before, it's possible that the Tzivus HaDavar, why society is going to be different, and it's possible that it's then it's possible that the Tzivus then it's going to be different.
Where in the world not matter? Where do you have a
good time? If what?
Where in the world not matter?
Let's say you're Israeli, you travel to America. You've never been a Zion in America. You're already Shanghai Tzeldiker. And most Americans are Makbid. You yourself are not Makbid. What's going to be all of us? I think it could be your different sug. You're Israeli. And even though now you're an American and white people are Makbid, but being that you're not Makbid and you're like a painter, so I could hear the side is that it's not going to be Makbid.
You move there, so it's a few months.
No, once you're there, you're not Israeli. You're part of the thing. So once you're part of there, then I would think that you're part of it. The other round's a little more difficult. If an American comes there, it's Israel. She personally is not Makbid. Ruvadam is Makbid. No, that'd be a little more difficult. Fine. Akapanim, that's in terms of that's the Magdara Alpha campaign. Now, the Shaidua came along and said that we're Makbid to take even a Miyat Shani Makbid, anything Lechila, we take it off. Why do we take it off? Because other Xer, people don't know. Bain, we're Makbid, Bain, if it's a Mishani Makbid, Bain, Dava, which is Rafa, any Rafa, we're Makbid to take everything off. This is just a Chachila. If she can't get it off, you try your best to get it off. If you can, certain things, you have a stain or something which you can't get off, you know, you try your best. If you're not able to get it off, then to the Abid, you could be make. But it's Svayed, and the Ramah brings it down, but it's Svayed, so the Ben Ashkai brings down the Svayed, also a night like this. I don't know. So whether they're not like this, but just like this, the Ben Ishchai, so it's fine. I'm also knowing Lechachila to take off things which are Amir Chenei Mak, but also knowing to Lechachila to take it off. The Beis Shavashim Mechadish, that if you have something which is Muzahavis Chitzin, that's something which you're Mak, but that it shouldn't get dirty in the water, even though the water goes through it and it's loose and it goes through. Zach, there are mother brings Narbisha Sharashi, tremendous condition in the Gemara and Shabbos, that if she's Makbid on it, they shouldn't get dirty, then that's also considered Makbid, and therefore it's going to be considered a Chatzitza Pepas Grama. Even though the order gets through, Muzahavis, Chitzin, Makbid, and Shaitanfam, and therefore it's going to be considered a Chatzitza. What's the Shad in the Narbisha Sharashi? So, somehow, the Pesachuva has Arichas, he says maybe the Akbadis were afraid she won't do a good tefillah, she says something she's Makbid, they shouldn't get dirty. So Chishin is not going to do a good tefillah. As one Machal B'Shar Rashi, could be the Machal B'Shar Rashi is that since you don't want this thing to get water, so some type of chatzitza between you and the water, and that's going to be the Machal David B'Shar Shuva asks for many different cases in through the Shulchan Aruch, which he finds to be all night, like the B'Shar Rashi, and it seems to come out that the Chila wants to be Machal B'Shar Rashi, but Vada B'Diavad, he says, Hechad Yechad Oid Tzad L'Hakal, Yesh L'Hakal, and refuyim after the couple of days, if another side to you're able to go ahead and be make. There are three parts in terms of the Isha. There's Makam Gali, there's Besa Starm, and there's Balua. Makam Gali, like we just spoke about, Rubia Makbid, Mira Makbid, Mishani Makbid. Besa Starm, the Gemara says that it doesn't need Mayim Bepoil, it needs Royal Biasman. Nechugarishan is that they're abundant in Deraisa. Toys is Mashmas, it's in Deraisa. He makes it in the Drushas, it's in Deraisa. That it's a din deraisa, the din of royal bias mayim. Hashem came, the Ritva learns that it's just a din derabanan ba'alma, it's not going to be a din deraisa, it's just going to be a din derabanan ba'alma. What's the gather of Beis HaStarm and Balua? You know, we had shayos over the years, like a lady once called up, and her tonsils were bothering her, and it was really, really bothering her, and it was stuck there, and she went to the mikvah, and the next day she went to the doctor, and there was like a piece of food stuck in her tonsils. The question is not going to be Sidi Akbay. They once had a calico that she had something in her eye which was bothering her. And it was bothering her, like 2 weeks later she got it out. And the question is that going to be considered a chitzitza or not? So in terms of the gather, what's considered a base of storm? What's considered bulua? What's the halacha base of storm and bulua? So first basis, bulua is not considered a chitzitza. The water doesn't have to go there, and that's okay. Base of storm, the water has to go there, but it doesn't have to go there. Sorry, it has to be royal abias man. The water doesn't have to go there. It has to be royal abias man. We do have a kulus in base of storm sif chafei. We have some kavsadik test that if he didn't do hadocha base of storm base of kmatim, and afterwards you didn't find a davar chatzitza, even though normally iyon's ma'akev base of storm. We say if he didn't check before and he checked afterwards, but the tefillah is going to be good. The seven and bedikas aguf that we say is going to be ma'akev. What's the reason why we're more makel? That if you do a iyon and afterwards you found that it was okay, you have to check after it was okay, it would be makel. So div ma'achem, some say it's only derabanan, and some is deraisa, it's more kal, and they really be a smayim. Some ma'achem and some of the achorim of the pshat is that where did it go? The water was there. The water didn't go in there, it's only really be a smayim. So if there's chatzitza, where did the chatzitza go? I don't mind the fact I checked that. It wasn't there. I mean, it's time you could assume that it wasn't there. Moshe has his side that the only time you have a problem of basis storm is the two types of chatzitza. The chatzitza which blocks the water, and there's a chatzitza which is dovak. This is why the basis storm is more kal, being zray is from the sugya of Rehla B'yas Mayim, that it's only a problem if it's dovak. If it's just sitting there, it's not going to be considered chatzitza. Therefore, Zakar Moshe, that if it's dovak, as long as it's chatzitza, it's going to be a problem. So the fact that you didn't find it afterwards, it was dovak, where did it go? LMI, that's the reason why we're going to be makel. So in terms of what's the gather of basis storm, and in terms of balua, the gather of basis storm and balua, so we saw in the Rishonim and the Achronim three of Mahalchim, we saw some Rishonim say that Tesa Rosh seems to say where the gather's reward or goes there or not. That's considered basis storm. We saw Shetel and the Mi, Lashon Shetel and Mi is telling whether sometimes it's gully, or maybe the gather is telling and whether people sometimes go there. In the Achronim, we saw three Mahalchim. Malchad Eid Behudi says if the Shamash goes there, you sometimes go there. That's going to be considered based on Starm. Anything further than that, you never go there. That's going to be considered Valua. And as according to Eid Behudi, the nose will be wherever if a person picks his nose, wherever you stick your finger up, I guess that'll be together based on Starm. And then on top of that would be considered Valua. In terms of the Shal in Eid Behudi, the Chavis Das says the Gedar Dover is something which is Palma Magula. Sometimes something will open up. By the I say Makam would be a guest which is spreads her legs area, which is Pama Magula, and that's Makam Rami Pan. The third Makam says that the gather is where the water goes there. If water goes there, you need Rabbi Yisrael. If water does not go there, you do not need Rabbi Yisrael. How do we paskin? So the Noi of Yehuda on one hand, and instead of the Pisle Chuba, seems to bring down the Noi of Yehuda, Ad Makam Shashamash Dash, and the Malami that would be considered Balua, therefore, Choyra Kuli Amal. Who would the armor we make if we put person? Okay, something which is high up, something which is inside. That would be considered balua. If it tansels, the chara that's considered balua, it's all the way inside.
Eye.
What?
Eye.
Inside the eye, the chara. Inside that would be considered. Inside, like a zombie. Inside. Yeah, it's something to see.
I mean, nowadays you take something over test, it should be the next one that you go there.
Yeah. So in terms of, what do you say? No, that's on top of that. So in terms of how we pass a couple of these speeches, it's a little bit interesting. I wanted the Pesach Chuvah brings down by the Tabas. He's very bothered by the Nerdy Behuda. He's busy with it, and it sounds like he's more being slightly like Makesh Hamashtash. On the other hand, the Kiri brings down Rami Pano that the gather is going to be Tali and. It's going to be totally in the place where a person sees, and something which a person doesn't see is not going to be considered. Is considered a blua. So it's maybe pas. You could say pas on malach like yesh lachalik. Blua is either I don't use it, or I don't see it. If I use it, then it's not considered a blua. I go there, or in the body, or if I see it, it's not considered a blua. Maybe it's nasty or do things. Maybe it's a pas on malach like that. That. If I go in there, it's not balua, or if I see it, it's not considered balua, because sometimes you have neither, I get the nose, most people don't pick the nose, so you don't go there, and you don't see it, then avada be considered, balua. Maybe you can put the two things together, maybe. Anything a person doesn't see. Anything you see. The nose, I see, I see when a person like blows it, whatever, so you see parts, that's considered based on star, and further obviously the blua, the ear, the part which the person sees. Deeper in, then it's not going to be considered. Deeper in, it's not going to be considered. So maybe, you know, when we learn Peshaita, we said it's a machlokes. So three shitas, and but tabas, maybe we're around panel, we make all, and say it's going to be okay. Not 100% muchach, maybe you can say a pasul mahalach and say that. The get a basis star is language. I don't basis star is either if I go there or see it. Either one would make it not basis star, and either one makes it would not be basis star, and maybe you could stem the things. Maybe that could be a pasul mahal to stem the different mahalachim. So I'm gonna give the nova ring. So b'shaita we said the chuyra is totally different mahalachim. If the get a dover is gonna be considered like the admak shemesh dash, then the chur is gonna be a problem. If together my water goes to the her water does not go there. If together is whether you see it, definitely you don't see it. We said Valachila take off the Nova ring, Bamakam Lonsa, we said Bidiavid, who would yes be Megal. Stitches on the Rechem. Thing Noigin, you know, the Minigolim is to be maker of David told us. Sometimes the ladies have to, if you have, in a pregnancy, if you have a, you have to stitch it. You have to stitch the cervix. He was like, no way.
Time
of Yash, yeah. He was like, no way. No
way what?
9 months. Can't go to Mikkel 9 months? Okay. No.
So far
but,
up. It's not so far up.
Yeah, the chayr Ruben Dama Noigim Lachol that would not be. Maybe he claims that when you do bedikas, the shamash dash goes past. When he gives a share, he gives a whole share like how to like do bedikas. So you lie down, you do this angle, that angle, you get like go behind the thing. We have had a whole theory, so maybe. But I'll go find him. No, it's not sorry once you know how to do it. Fine. Anyhow, Bagabon Ruben, you know you can lock all that, it's not going to be a problem. Fine. So because that's blue and that's considered based on storm. Where's our moisture negate? Our moisture shuv is negated by contact lenses. So Shah's contact lenses is going to be considered a problem or not. So moisture would say being that it's not dovak, it's just sitting there. You know, it stops the water from getting in there from base of storm, but our moisture says that being that it's not dovak, it's not going to be a problem. And that's why moisture wants to be makel. Sits like in others, they want to be machmer. I feel once, so they want to be machmer. And Rosh is very bechid. Rosh is going like the Chacham Sadim and our Chashukim. We saw in the Sigya. I mean, Avada B'diavid, we'd be make on Lonsa. Now, Benigay here, so we wanted to invent Benigay here. So here we have a Chiddush of the Shittas Hagoinim that they make a drasha that S, that here has a separate halacha, and here by itself, if you have a Rav, it'll be considered a problem. We'll be a Makbid. Your problem with the Raisa or Rav Shani Makarik. There are bottom of Chalikas Goinim and the other Rishaino. How do we paskin? So Mechaber seems to go like Mechaber is more knighted to paskin than she's like Goinim, and we're Machmer that is considered a separate Rav and we consider the problem considered a separate Rav. They're kind of bothered by the here. It says if Rav the here is tied, it's going to be a problem. How do you Dan, even though you're not Makbid? Sorry. It says, even though you're not Makbid, if Rav the here is tied, it's going to be a problem. Why is it a problem? Because it's a goyim that the hair is considered a separate thing. If it's rubish and makbid, it's going to be a problem. How is it considered a roif? So if you just tie your hair once, so that just area is tied, the rest is not tied. Most of the hair is not going to be tied, so why b'chal would that be a problem? So the Nezer wants to say that the only time it's considered a problem, if roif of the each hair is tangled, then it's going to be a problem. But if you just have one tangle, then it would not be considered a problem.
Roif of each hair?
Otherwise, not going to be Roy. The never been again, basically. The Sfasemis we saw, they want to say the Pshad is that once the here has one of it tied, so then that's like mafsik between the here and the root and the area, and therefore they want to say that the only Roy of each here, Roy of the here is tied, is enough. You do not need Roy of each here. Like we mentioned before, the Goinim, Mechaber passes like the Goinim, if Roy of the here is tied, it's going to be a problem. Pishas Masupik, what about the rest of the body? If you have Rav of Beis HaShechi, Rav of Beis HaErva, is each place the Siddur Makim of the Asmai or not? And also seems to be the place of Chidah Machim for that each place by itself would be considered a problem, and it would be considered a problem. Now, I mean, again, ladies have curly hair, so the question is, a lot of times here, I guess, curled up, and the question is, in terms of what's considered a Chatzitza, Benigeya, somebody who has curly hair. So the Mechaber says, two tanoim in order to be considered chasisa. Very important, you always have two tanoim. Number one, it has to be tied, one hair tied by itself, or one-on-one. Once you have two hairs tied, it's not going to be a problem. That's tanoim number one, which many times is not going to be that. Tanoim number two is, who shetei makpedes. She has to bother her. If she doesn't bother her, we're not bothering on a regular Tuesday night, not because of the mikvah, it's not going to be a problem. If I think the mitzvah is bedak klal, it's not going to be a problem, because I don't think bedak klal is going to be so makbid if one or two hairs are tied. And myself,
women with curly hair on their own. Women with straight hair would be makbid.
What do you say? What do you say?
Women with not hair would be makbid if their hair is not.
For a different sugya.
Is she herself makbid or not? She's not makbid. She's not makbid.
Most women with curly hair are not makbid, but most women in the world.
It's a shadow. We had this. It's a hook.
Right. What do you say?
No.
If a Bergwitz at the time was mitzvahed like that, to say that, if it would be, you know, if you can make it like a umon, the size, but you see, it's a very curly hair. That this, everyone who have, you know, some people have a little curly hair, some have very curly hair. If it's very curly hair, that anyone who would be in this thing is mitzvah like that sometimes. They say that maybe we could down that as a separate category, and there's a sibus adav of why, then I'm akbid, and therefore, there's much to say it's not a problem. Ladies who have lice. So, lice is one of the Shver Pashas. Mechaber says that they have minkinim, which are Dovik and Noshek and the Basar. Tzorech lasirin ha'idei cham and legerim b'tzipayrin. Einich lasirin ha'nichitzit. So, you have to take it off. And you have to take it off. And if you can't take it off, then it's not going to go ahead. It's not going to be considered a chitzitza. And the case of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about that. You're not able to take it off. You're not able to take off. Therefore, it's eni makpedes. Being it's eni makpedes. Therefore, it's not going to... And Rabbi say, therefore, it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. The question is b'zmana zeh, which if somebody has lice or nits and they're not makbid, so first thing is you have to try to get it off. You have to do chamin. You have to do lager b'tzipayrin. Shave leaves and something. Maybe you have to shave off your hair to get it off. Maybe, you know, you have to do all the poos to take it off. Start with conditioners. Start with use a lice comb instead of a week or two beforehand. Go to the lady to pick. You have to do all the poos to go in and take it off. Lamais, if you're not able to take it off. So that gets into the vikuach. The Shulchan Aruch says if you don't take it off, you can't take it off. It's in a makbedes, and therefore it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. The das of mekilim is they want to say that the pshat is that something which a person is not able for him to take off and do whatever he could. So I did what I wanted. I did what I could. I won't do anymore. I mean, right now, I'm not going to do anymore. I'm nesiyah. I'm taking it off. Therefore, they want to say Hanu Rabbi say it's not considered a chatzitza. Other than many say that. If you're not makbid, it's not makbid. But the case of Shulchan Aruch was, I cannot take it off. It does not come off. It doesn't come off, so it's part of the body. Ain't a matter of salt. Something which grows there is part of the body. I'm not makbid. I'm not going to take it off. Mashenka bizmanazah, whereas you're going to take it off tomorrow. Just right now, you spend a half hour combing, and if you spend another half hour, this time you'll find something, and you just don't know where it is, and you take it off tomorrow, that's considered a hakpada, and therefore... The fact that you don't want to spend the time and you're not going to do it today, but you're going to take it off tomorrow, then that would be considered like pod, and therefore that would be considered a problem. Pranigeya shaving on the lady normally shaves on the day of the mikvah. So shaves before the mikvah. First, Pranigeya dandruff, so the place will say take what you could get off. The rest, number one, is very, very loose a lot of times. Number two is a Mirchani Makrid. And therefore, you just get off whatever you can get off, and the rest, you don't worry about it. On Shabbos, Shiva Levy says you can take it off very lightly. If you start going like that, then it's going to be a problem. If you take it off very lightly, then it's going to be a problem. The lady who normally shaves for the mikvah, so then the halacha is that you should shave before you go to the mikvah. You should not shave on the day of the mikvah, because... Many times the hair gets left around and ends up being a chatzitza. Waxing is gefalach. Waxing many times stuff gets. So we see not oisik and buttsake. So within waxing, you shouldn't be oisik in it. And many times people who wax a day or right on day of the mikvah, very close to the mikvah, a lot of times there's stuff left over. We had a maisa once that a lady waxed very close to the mikvah, and then like the next day, husband found on herself, him on himself, a little wax. Okay, nunu. Make a taliyah. It wasn't from her, it was from whatever, wherever it came from. And then I think a day or two later, she found her legs waxed. And meet a makbid. Well?
U-turn.
Back to the mikvah with? Her? Saying it's not. If you had to be very careful with the waxing.
Why does it not meet her in the makbid?
Depends if it's major in a makbid or not. Depending how much it is. Right there. If it's mamish a minute ago and she doesn't care about it, but if I think most people don't want wax on their body. Lav dafka. That's it. Do not wax on the day of the mikvah, no matter what. Don't wax it.
The day before?
Yeah, just gotta do it two, 3 days before opening a wax. Now, a lady who normally shaves this time is not gonna shave, so I guess in the shadow of under the cutsets or not. Whether we say the cuts is going to extend the problem. Just like by Niels, we say the cuts is going to extend the problem. The Ravon, the Shad does apply to here or not. We saw two Svars, Michalak, and Niels, and here's one is where Moshe says, not everyone, Niels, everyone does. Here, not everyone does. Here's Yoifi, not everyone does here. Therefore, we look at it as part of the guf until you take it off. Someone says, Svar, the only time we say the cuts is if there's a halachic reason why after the cuts is there's a minute to cut it off. There's a chiv to cut it off. Mashenkin, if something is just a personal that I like to take it off, then it would not be considered a problem. With that, I always tell them just keep it on for a couple of days and don't take it off right away. Don't take it off right away. Some sefer says that if something's only the cuts of lachar zman, the case of the kala, and it's going to be lachar zman, it's not going to be right now. So being that there's chusar mice is missing something, so if it's not only the cuts, so if you machet, keep it for a couple of days, you know, with that kala, that's the proper thing to do in that. Situation, that's the proper thing to do. We know the Rama that the Oysen Sheshem come in, Clea Sarah's Devuka Zubazub, and that's the Clea Ade Shade, Sakan Lassirim, is like Sidi the Chatzitza, that they make the braids and like Sidi the Chatzitza. Why is that Sidi the Chatzitza? We saw three different reasons. One reason is because it's Balua, when they make the braids and Sakan's Balua. The second one is because it's a Sakana to take it off, and Sakana is considered it's Hanna Rebise, therefore we see something which you're never going to take off. And it's Hanna Rebise, we saw another Svara of any microphone. So that's the Lachas Menageya. Here's Niels. So, Shachanach brings down that Niel. So, taxes your parents, Shaloi, can I get a buster? Zimtin, Shaloi, can I get a buster? Or can I get a buster? The botzek on the tziparin even can I get a bus in the chetzitza? So yishlo can I get a bus is not going to be considered a chetzitza. And being that Mechabe says we're not bucky, what's considered can I get a bus? Yishlo can I get a bus? So the minig is to take off the niels pshas the chetzitza. What's pshat the minig? Because it brings down one pshat out the botzek, then the lach would be even shlo can I get a bus? You have to go all the way down. Mechabe himself says the reason is out. We don't know what's can I get shlo can I get. Therefore we do. You take the we. Cut off the nails of Shas Tefillah. Halfway up to get. It's a different place. Some say different Gedarim. Some say the Gedar is that cut. Some say that there shouldn't be any white. Some say the Gedar. Some say the Gedar is cut. Again, there's no such term of Moshe. So that cut, that is no dirt to get there. The whole problem is that dirt's going to get there. It's got the amount that there's no dirt to get there. And Lechachil or Machmer to make it pretty short. Obviously, you don't have to hurt yourself and you have to be OCD about this or anything else. But the minute is we try to do it pretty short. But the Eved, if somebody didn't cut it off, so that's the Mechaber is that even as Gadol, even the Chotech, over can I get a Basar, the Mechaber was that it will not be considered a Chatzitza, even over can I get a Basar. The Ramah says that's not true. Since the minute is be Toivo, the minute is be Machmer, therefore if a lady did not do it, and it's going to be, lady did not do it, so then the Lach is that when we machmer to go back to the mikvah, and you didn't know the tefillah. What's the Yisrael Adav? The Shach says the Yisrael Adav is based on the Ravon, that the Ravon says the Kama the Katz is the Katz is dummy, being the Katz is the Katz is dummy, therefore you have to go ahead and cut it off, and if it's going to cut off, therefore you have to go back. And the Shach wants you to go back, even Mansa, he wants you to go back, Hechish, Evshel, Lach, Litval, even found the next day, He says, "Kumdumanali shekain noigan alahiris." The minig amarim is to pass him to go back. Heichul efshin lahachmer kim shavu alaylef efshin efshar. Then he could be make. But the Taz says more than he said a dove is. He says that why is on the katzit just a minog and why should I make a kpeida? Which we had shtukal aruf halacha kpeida don't make a kpeida. Why over here is going to be any different? Shtukal aruf. Bal kapanim kpeida is a bal kapanim. The Taz is like he said is that. A lot of times, any naki, therefore we're machshavit any naki, and therefore that's the sibas of davar. We have to do it. Therefore, the task passing is you have to go back to the mikvah. But in the matzah, that it's lansa, already the task wants to, is willing to be mekel. If it's lansa, you do not have to go back. Let's say the mikvah is closed, and you know that and the nail was clean. So what's going to be the halacha? So you check the nail is clean. So we brought it right from Milchus Shabbos, so the bir halacha brings down. That what do you do if you have a nail on Shabbos and you didn't clean it? So what are the different options? So one option is he says, get a guy, it's just a shvus. It's an insuch v'gufa, it's not v'yoyfi, and get a guy to do it. Maybe get a guy to bite it l'chachila, but if not, you get a guy even like the kli. If there's no guy, it's a dude nikur. So we see that he's not being machmer for emily kotzitz. To push off a night in the mikvah, why don't you say we should make for the shach? And Elamai Smuchi does not make for the shach. And if the mikvah is closed, you can be nakel. You go to the mikvah, you come back, and you raise and cut a nail, so you could be able to go out and be nakel if the mikvahs are closed. So you have to be nakel. Now, Rabbi Brown's never messed you up because over 24 hours a day, so could be you have to go back. The mikvah's not really closed. Okay, that's just how far you have to travel. It's not too far, maybe, you know, it's down back over here. But Akapanim, if you're able to go back, then you're supposed to go back. Arkashonga says you go back as a Neil, being that's machlok, because you go out, but Libracha, you don't have to go out there. Bracha. Now we said the Svanim or Makel, even Loilonsa, the Svanim or Makel, they don't hold over there, they have a Sochimra. Not that Gabriel brings any Adamites, once a Kala. Went before Chasna, she went to the mikvah, and then she realized by pictures that she has a nail which she didn't cut. Ooh. Close to the pictures, do we have to go ahead and send her back?
Is it dirty?
What? Not to get real things down, Rabbi. What? That was clean, I mean. So he said, Shasar Chak, able to make her like the Dasa Mechaber, and be Mekel that you don't have to.
Who's had this?
Not the Gabriel, Rabbi. What's his name?
Who's the Mekel?
How long is it? It had to be very long. What
do you say? Right, it had to be. Right. You know, what's the problem with the Evet? So we said that a lot of Mekel, the upside is if you don't see it, if you stick your hand down and it doesn't. One way of figuring out is you stick your hand down and it doesn't hit the bottom, then you know for sure it's not going to get a buster, right? The nail doesn't hit. Not for sure. You know, if the thing is sitting in that, then that's going to be considered okay. In terms of Shabbos, so we said now. Okay, so we came out of Lachal Maisa. If somebody has a nail, you go to the mikvah. It's sharp, even though you cut it off. Do you have to go back or not? So we came out that Lachal Maisa. The passage, you don't have to go back. B'diavad, if it's a lansa, you don't have to go back. If it's not lansa. Whatever, but you're not going to have to go back. That's not going to be considered a kapeda, and therefore we're not considered a kapeda. On Shabbos, he says you should soymech a nikar. What's nikar? How do you do nikar? You have to clean it out. The way you do it is you soak it in water to make the dirt be very soft. Then afterwards, you scrape it off. Make sure not to scrape the nail. That could be a Shabbos issue. And you should make it sure to scrape it. Not too hard, and it's going to be mikvah. Now, one child on Shabbos says, the lady goes to the mikvah, she comes back, she says she has one nail, which she did not cut off. The child has two things. Number one, can you get a goy to go ahead and cut it off or not? For her to go back to the mikvah. So the steam is a dove, it sounds like you could. The only problem is that the whole heter is based on Ein Sukh Lagufa. It's not yoifi. It's just one nail, and she's back on it, and it is yoifi. So it's hard to hear, that's called Ein Sukh Lagufa. Now, it is yoifi, she would cut it off. If it's very hard to call a machas in the gufa, it'd be very shver to be mekel to go ahead and get a goy to go ahead and do it. Well, no, if you have one nail, you have all nine short. One, you have one which is shalai, can I get a buser? One shalai, can I get a buser? And all nine are All nine or whatever.
It's only a minute to go to the mikvah, anyways.
One shalik and egel abasser, she would want off. One shalik and egel abasser, she would want to go in. Come on, so what do we do? Okay, anyhow, I'm saying that situation, we just make a haniker, right? If we can't get a guy, because it's still machzik to go for ajib, samich haniker. Ah, it's only katzitz. But we said that this machzik, even though it's only katzitz. But even though it's emily katzis, it's nice to have the das in the chava, you have the das in the taz, the promise to be dirty, and if it's going to be clean, we're going to be makel. So I'd rather just be makel on nikar as opposed to getting it. If the nil is pirish meksasai, the lach is that you have a tzuri parim which moves delis. Pirish muetis chetzetis, pirish ruba in chetzetis. What's name told me? Yitzhi Kaplan told me that his wife's a balanit. So he told me that lel simchas teira. So there was a lady who's Neil was cracked off, half on, half off, the whole Neil. Whole thing, they're like sticking up, half on, half off. So his wife, you know, came running to him, called him out, you know, by what? By a compass. He's like, so it could say, you know, the Rav was holding the Sefer Torah, he went over to the Rav. The Rav put the Sefer Torah down, sat down, opened up the Shulchan Aruch. And Shaz Hechu Danu Lahei Dina. So the halacha is Pirish Miyata is considered a chatzitza. Pirish Ruba is not considered a chatzitza. What's Pirish Miyata? And Rav, the chalat Miyata and Rav is that we saw two mahalachim, either because Rav, the water gets in, Miyata, the water doesn't get in. That was one mahalach. But Sveta mahalach between Miyata and Rav is that Miyata, it's you're gonna, by Pirish Miyata, you're gonna take it off. Rav, the fact it's off. Why don't I take it off? Alamai the side is gone. I'm makbid. Miut, I am makbid. Just I can't get it off. I can't get a grip. That's chet in miut and rav. The chalikas between the taz and the beisleis of halam shan pishim with the pish. The shach says anyhow he doesn't care. Miut ruba doesn't make a difference to him. The minute he take off nails and from the katzkatz dummy. And if the shach says anyhow you have to worry about nails and it's going to be considered a problem. That's the minute of the shach of kolmud the katzitz the katzitz dummy. We saw that. The Rambam, Lachem Sunim, he's on the Rambam, he's not Machalik, Rambam's not a problem, Pirish Mita, Pirish Ruba. What we just said, the Rambam's going, you're not Makbid in it, and therefore it's going to be okay. We saw that Lachem similar, B'makim Lansa, you can be Makel, that infamous Pirish Muta, Pirish Muta, you can be Makel, like the Stamias, like other Rambam, B'makim Lansa, you can be Makel, but tonight, the person's not Makbid. We said, Berger 7-9 Fisher, that the Neil is Pirish Muta, and they get stuck. On her stockings, and gets stuck on her stuck when she's getting dressed. Then it is akpadah. Rather, the Rambam didn't say it. The Rambam says akosav. Priyish mutah is okay. Priyish mutah is not akpadah. If it is akpadah, if it's getting stuck, then it's going to be a problem. So, kabbalam alak lemaisa. Priyish mutah is akpadah. You have to go back to the mikvah. Lonsav is not akpadah. Be mekel. Not like the shulchan aruch. Priyish ruba is going to be okay. So let's go back to the case of on simchas Torah with the nail half on, half off. Hechidan al haidina. So that was a pirish what. Let's say it's Pirish Ruba. Pirish Ruba is not a chesitza, why not?
Not
Machi. Two Machim, water gets there. Or it's not Oymed to take off. This was Oymed to take off. The reason why she's not taking off is because it's Simchas Torah at night. It's Yontif, you're not able to take off. Ruba is bad, Sam. Don't var Ruba is that it's right off. Why didn't I take it off? I don't care about taking it off. But if I do care about taking it off, then I would have the problem. Because Oymed the Gullis. The problem, the heter basis was that the area of the problem is I'm going to take it off, that area the water doesn't get there. So by muta, that's when I wanted it off, just I can't get a grip. By rav, which that is, it's rav off, why don't I take it off? I'm going to take it off, it's just I'm not makbid. But if I'm going to take it off, the problem is yontiv, then it would yes be makbid. So chair would be totally in the mahalach of the taz and the basisif, according to basisif, the chair over here, even though it's pretty ruba would be a problem, according to the taz, the mice. It would not be considered a problem. And no, that's the chesh.
So what was
it? What was the rough sign? There's Malkin to make like the dance. Yes, Malkin Malkin. Fine. Akapanim. I think it was. What you say? By what? No, but we said the mikvah's closed. You don't have to push it off at night, we said. Fine. Now, in terms of the feet, also, we said you're supposed to, the minute to cut off, because I mean, the cuts is also by the feet, also. It's not just by, it's also by the feet. It's also by the feet that are coming to cut the dummy. But we're not machmir v'diavad as much on the feet. Because Shkruvim Zayin Chamim Daniel. She goes to the mikvah, even though she didn't cut it off. We say Yoni Na Tefillah, you know. Even Yoni Na Tefillah, even you don't know if it was Naki because people don't care about it. I feel like that's Shalayon Naki and Satya Al-Khayyar Shogami Makbid. People are not Makbid. If the Mitzvah people are Makbid, they have Sifu stockings and they are Makbid, it'll be a problem. But if not, then Lamaisa would not be considered. We're not considered a problem. It's Omeli Kotzitz. So, like we said before, just because even Omeli Kotzitz, what the Minig is, and the Oisver of the Minig is Lav Dafka, the same thing. Just like we said, the Minig is cut further down, but we're not going to be Makbid when it's further up like that, because there's the Iker Minig and then there's the and in Akpeda, we see the same thing by the feet, that even though the minig is in the cutsays, but we're going to make all on the feet, and it's not going to go as I type. And again, ingrown toenail, so we make all, you know, clean up where you can get off, and we're make all. Sometimes there's cotton ingrown toenail, so you have to be careful that to take off the cotton, because the cotton is there, then it's going to, then if cotton there is going to be a problem. If sometimes they have cotton and go to gauze or something, you have to make sure to take it off. Sometimes the cuticle is a little peeling on the side. So on the back, people are makbid. People are makbid, it's not going to be a problem. Skin on the side. If people are attacking our makbid, it's a lot which you are makbid or something like that, and then maybe it comes down. It would be a problem, but if it's just a little bit, then lamaisa. If it's just a little bit, then lamaisa is not going to be considered a prob. If it's a little bit, it's not going to be considered a prob. I'm going to get scabs. So the Shulchanach brings down that a person should soak the scabs, the shower scabs, because the chatzitza, dry blood is because the chatzitza. So we have, Chabad says you have to go ahead and soak it. If a person did not soak it, you know, we had mices over the years that a person went to the mikveh, didn't soak it, and came home and the scab just came off. And, right?
Send them back.
It's a chatzitza. So it's considered a chatzitza. And therefore, it's yeah, why not? Once we can discuss in a second, but even it's considered chatzitza, and a scab you have to say. You have to soak the scabs, soak the scabs close to the zman in the mikvah. If it's too long before, and then you lost the mile getting soft. The taz brings down the sarmi kutzis to peel off the scab. All the scab was considered chatzitza, you have to peel it off, and it's considered a chatzitza, you have to go out and peel it off. The hira basically is that if it's going to bleed, don't do it, and just some of it on soaking. If you're able to get it off, then Avadi should go ahead, and you should go ahead and take it off. Now, fine. Minigaya kites. So the Mekhaya brings down that if it's under the skin, it's considered balua. If it sticks out, then it's not considered balua, and it's going to be a problem. A lady who has the IV. So David said over a lady had an IV. So for cancer, she had a machla, and the IV had been because of the chemo, and it's like sticking out.
It's there for a long time.
So her, that's considered like a kites, and it's going to be considered a problem. He said it's going to be for a long time. What's going to be the halacha? So, like, he said, if he asked me 6 months, he said, like, no. Then he tells me, like, no, it might be for a year or two. Then everybody's willing to be mako. Maybe it was man ruba, shasar chak. But, like, upon him, basically, this idea is it's sticking in and it's sticking out. Then you know, that's going to be enough to that. When you get your mouth has to be right. When you get your mouth, he said, mouth is his base of storm. It has to be right to be his mayim. When you go to the mikveh, you have to make sure not to close your mouth too tight. The Chavis says in Sifla Meches that ain't tzricha lift up your mouth. Don't do it too tight. If you do it too tight, you're not going to be yoitza. Why is it too tight? Not going to be yoitza. Two malachim. One is not really b'yismayim. Second malach is when you go like that, that area is not getting the water, and therefore it's going to be a problem. And therefore, that's going to be a problem even b'diavid. And you have to make sure not to close your mouth too tight. You have to clean out your mouth before you go to the mikveh. He said, lady normally flosses, she uses floss. We say use dental tape. And you should not use floss, you should use dental tape. A lady who has false teeth, so when it comes in and out, you have to take it out. Because you have to take it out. It's something you always think I have to take out. But again, a lady went to the mikvah, and then afterwards she found like a little piece of mushroom stuck on her tooth. Mushroom. So the Gemara's, mushroom stuck on the tooth. The luck is, add some bacon, now you have to go back. Pashas, Wamachmer, any food you find in your mouth, that's going to be considered a problem. And you have to go ahead and. And you have to go ahead and you have to machmer. Benegay fillings, so permanent fillings is benegay. So you may go temporary fillings. So the chazanish is going to get a machmer. The mice are going to take it out. Like we said before, it has to be anything you take out of the lachas man is going to be a problem. It's not tough for the gulf. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. Minigoyens, we may go, here three svaras. Number one is it's mashamish the gulf, it helps you eat. Two is it's always going to be balua because you. Change it, put it back on, put it back on. It's always going to stay balua. And it's there for Zman Merubba. You're not makabit now. Therefore, Minigoyim, we make all. The Minigoyim is that it should be there for 30 days. Then we're makal. Shatzat Chak will be somewhere on the Chak. So we have 7 days. Lachil should be there for 30 days. How long are 30 days there? The Pasha done for 30 days is the time we put it in. Not 30 days from the Zman of Mikvah. There are some Marira, which are makabit. 30 days from the Zman of Mikvah. Pasha, you make 30 days you're putting in. You take out the next day already, you know, it's a little bit schwer. A lady has a stain on her teeth. Michael recently, she has a stain on her tooth, and she couldn't get it off. I just spoke about a second ago. A lady has a stain on her tooth. The luck is that that's something which is named Mamashis, and therefore that the mice will not be considered a problem, and then it'll be considered, okay, I'm going to get braces, so that gets into the whole shaila of a ritia on our gufa is something which is considered a katsitsa, which has three machin ritia. Why is it considered a katsitsa? Some instead says something which is for a which eventually you're going to take off. The luck is that that's considered a chatzitza, since eventually you're going to take it off. The shita of the chakas adam, anything which is for a fuwa, I'd rather not have it there, I don't want it there, that's considered a chatzitza. To save my other, I want to say that maybe the chilik is that if it's something which that you change all the time, something which you don't change all the time, then the maisa that would not be considered a chatzitza, being something which you change all the time, therefore that would be considered a chatzitza. And otherwise, if you keep it a long time, it would not be a problem. The Chassidim itself says, I'm afraid to be Mekel. Shuv Me'av is not Mekel. I'm afraid to be Mekel. And the Chassidim itself did not want to be Mekel. The Rechaim and Shuva was Mekel. Ruba da Amal Amaiso, not so quick to be Mekel on Kass. Only Shasad Chag Godol, were Mekel on a Kass. Bali Shuva, Pi'av Shalom Bais problems or issues. That's how we try very hard not to be Mekel on Kass. When he gave braces, Ramesh writes of braces, if it's there for Noi, Moshe says, problem. You cannot go to the mikvah, Moshe writes. If it's there for refuah purposes, maybe Sivav, Henry Rebbe say, says, based on starim, it's to look good. If it's there, it's based on starim, it's in a makvah, it's in a bonnet, in limchois. Lamais, the minag oilam is more to me, make it like the mechitzitzak, say, the levi, it's there for a long time, and the minag oilam is more to go ahead, and it's more to go ahead to. More the minigas to go ahead and be makeup. Ask them what, when they're ready will come and the mom is ready. Yes. Are they there? Not there? Okay, fine. In terms of eyes, so you said the eyes, you have to make sure not to show your teeth. So the mechabes says don't close your eyes too tight because you do it yeshom shalas letfila, because when you close your eyes too tight it squinches up. You have to make sure that the eyes don't get shut too tight. If you have to make sure to clean out your eyes, you have to make sure to clean out your eyes. You saw instead of Zion, laflef in the eye. So it says that chutz lion is chitzitz. You have like the crust, chutz lion is chitzitz. Even if it's lach. Why if it's lach? Because the third word doesn't go through. If it's toicha ayin, it's not chitzitz. If it's yav, if it, lach is not going to be chitzitz, yav is going to be chitzitz. What's the pshat? The pshat is pashas that the water says a person is not makbid. Take ayin lach, a person is not makbid. Yavash, a person is makbid. A person makes sure to get out the crust and the liquid. Take the eye. Bidni avitz, and Mechabi seems to say, in the eye, it is closing yavash and lach. Outside is going to be a problem. The shach brings down. That's the Lai Rishon Lund. It's only the tyrus. It's not labayla. No one there? It's only the tyrus. It's not labayla. So, being therefore, shach says, hechid the efshi, you should go back to the mikvah. If it's the efshi, you can be makbid and say it's going down for the tyrus. And it's not going to the bayla. And the chuyva, this whole heter of the shach, is only if she's not makbid. If she's makbid, it's a problem. The shach is, hey, but it's stam. This is the normal thing. People are makbid, we're not makbid. So she's not makbid. So maybe to chumra, it's only chumra tyrus, not chumra denida. Therefore, if the efshir, you can be makel. And if she is taka makbid, then the chuyva, there would not be makbid to makel, and you have to go ahead and be makbid. I said the story of the lady who felt something in her eye and she couldn't find it. And then, like, 2 days later, she got something out of her eye. The question is, how do we done that? She couldn't see it. She couldn't find it.
She was trying to find it. She couldn't find it.
Right, but chayes blua. Chayes blua. It's going to be a problem. You have to clean out your eyes, your nose. Let's move on to the ears. The nose, we said you should blow your nose before you go to the mikvah. Clean out the tzaya. What's ma'akeh b'di'evit? So if she has a cold and stuff on the outside, that for sure is a problem. Even on the inside, your kivega brings on rami pan, to the point which the person can see when you look at them, or when you go like that. Person's like happy or angry, the nose, and that's just go out. A lady who has a cold, she should blow herself on the steps to the mikveh before she goes into the mikveh. In terms of somebody that has ears, wax in the ears, it's kind of ears for wax. There are some very, very macro wax, you see, after mom, she can sit there cleaning. When I see it, it doesn't matter how long you go like that, it's always going to come out dirty. Like this lady wants to put a rubbish for like 5 hours. Because you always stick stuff in.
That for
yeah, you're damaging it. You probably break your ear. Nothing to do with our bad but the avid. But the gather over here is the gather at Dover is that number one, the only parts are parts people see. You know, about anything is part. Any part which is the Rabban, that's what it says. Read it. The area is only the part which the person sees. The area is the only part the person sees. I've had to sit there, like, I know somebody once mentioned over that we stick something in the ear, you have to stick it in a part, like, woolly into the ear. Just as it's only the part which the person sees, everything else is considered a blua. Only the part which people see is whatever. You don't. Now, a lady who has problems that they can't get the water wet, so the aides are putting fish juice, fish oil that's not chitzitz. She can't get her ear wet. So it's. There's eights like that, fish oil. There's eights of me putting cotton. If it will work, there's eights of putting cotton, putting it inside, and yes.
But how deep has to go?
The part which the person wouldn't see, then whatever. If that cloud, but do you have it on the wax? You have to know. But do you have it? Probably most situations going to be a chinny mac, but it's not going to be a problem. But do you have it? It's not going to be considered a problem. A lady called up for them because she has pinworms. She has pinworms. Pinworms are these little bugs which like bite you. They're very, very painful. You know, when your children wake up all night crying, check for pinworms. A lot of times they have pinworms. They're painful. They hurt. You have to like take with a flashlight. They come out for a second. What? And you have to like chop them. The little white things. You have to chop them and get them out. Always, they sit there biting and they kill the kid. They sit there screaming 5 hours straight. Without guys, so this lady. A couple. This lady had pinworms, and they come out. You know, they come out. They bite you, and the outside, they're over there, and in the area. So depending how far in it is, basically, if it's depending if it's inside, then when they're inside, if you go in the mikveh, you know when they're inside, then they're blue. If you feel them, then it's a problem. You know, the person, the rabbi they called off, told the mikveh to pick it. I don't know. So depending if they're inside or outside. If they're inside, it's okay. If they're outside, the angel meet a makkah gadol mizeh. And technically, a lady went to the mikveh, and afterwards she found toilet paper on her.
She went to the bathroom, was not in the sasa.
The water can't go through?
What do you say?
The water can't go through?
What do you say? Say that whether, you know, the person they asked send them back, it was, no, it was our flyer for others were attaining that it's not dovic, it's soft, and maybe the water goes through. It's Matthias, if the Matthias, but the water goes through.
What?
If the water goes through, then it would not be, if water goes through, then it's not going to be a problem. And again, it's Seva, so Sevier Zion, it says that Seva, said service on Nashim, Alpineum, say Rachim is not Chlitzitz. Some may, it's seven acts of the chatzitza. True reason why it's not acts of the chatzitza. Reason number one is because she wants it there, Adarabba, it's Lenoy, she wants it there, therefore that's the reason why it's not acts of the chatzitza. Reason number two is because anybody mamash, there's no mamashes to it, it means no mamashes is not going to be a problem. Nechla achrinim, do you need both reasons? You want it there, and there's no mamashes, or each one alone is not going to be a problem. City tires, machmi, you need both reasons. And if you just have one, it will be considered a problem. Ramosha, you're being arrived from the case of the Savoy, the case of the painter, the Chara Zayim Mamish, still only for Uma would be a problem, everyone else would be a problem. Ramesh says the gemachah based on pulling. All the Achrim say, what do you mean? The case of the painter was yeah, painting with Yisrael Mamish. Ramesh says in the Shani most Achrim go that the Ikar Adin is either reason is enough. Anybody Mamish is enough, or if a person dafka wants it there, then it's going to be okay. So therefore, let's start with anybody Mamish. A person has ink on her hands, and you can't get it all off. Or they have stains, very common people in the kitchen they cook, it's anybody Mamish, little things like that. Then it's anybody Mamish that would not be considered a problem, and would be considered okay. Well, you try to take it off. You take it off with the different ways of taking off. You use nail polish remover, baby wipes. Different way if I don't know how to take it off. But if you can't get it off, it's anybody Mamish, it would not be considered a problem. And again, the other sort of, she wants it there. So again, makeup is my nenu. This would not be a heter for two reasons. Most makeups run in the mikvah, so therefore it's not going to be nice. In fact, the Kessel Mishnah says, when are you table? When's the mikvah chal? When you go in, it says when you come out. Chuvas Beit Sitzak, we said in the Chagiga Kodol, that when you come out, it's not just when you come out, it's when you're totally out of the water. Plus, you learn as soon as I put my hair a little bit out of the water, everybody that's the entire chal. Chuvas Beit Sitzak assumes, he assumes that you're totally out of it, but Chuvas Beit Sitzak, but Al Kapanim, it runs. Number two is they take off. In the olden days, the makeup was there. Last, so it was more permanent makeup. Lasted for a while. Nowadays, it comes off. Therefore, very strict to make on makeup. I'm thinking something like nail polish, which sticks around, or if somebody dyes their hair. So they say they dye their hair. So there's different points. The point is at the beginning, it's nice. So therefore, it's nice. It's going to stay around. Therefore, it's not going to be chatzitza. What's the point which is not so nice? So if Shevach once got to Shaila, that if Shevach Rosenblatt, he's the... Oh, now he's the chief rabbi of Bnei Brak. But he's the one big, one of Rav Nissen's big Talmidim. Bal Kapanim, so he went to Taina that by the hair dye, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Because how do you, what do you do when you, what happens when it's half, when it starts fading away? It's half on, half off. What do? You just dye it again. So you're not taking it off. But this chedek is bolted to the guf. So this kid is never coming off. Therefore, hair dye is not going to be a problem. It's never come off. He's redoing it. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. But nail polish, let them see us also? What do they do with nail polish? They take it off.
Huh?
They tell him, redo it. Okay, but...
waterproof makeup?
But nail polish is more my brushes.
Why does makeup different?
Waterproof makeup.
If it's waterproof makeup, the problem is if they take it off at night. If they take off every night, it's very hard. Because when you go to sleep, they don't want it on the face. Okay, if something they leave on and so your feet, you can be makeup. Something she's taking off, they don't want on, it's bad for the skin, it's bad for the pillow. Cannot be makeup.
Fine. Find mascara afterwards.
What'd I say?
Find mascara afterwards in the corner.
Right? Fine. Benegeya, we said Uman is different. Anybody mom, she can be makeup. But in terms of a safe, in terms of, we said it's, somebody has a painter, it's going to be makeup. Negeya, safer. Surface sometimes inconsistent very much as they don't care about it. Ganenet, we said, is not a heter because they wash it off as soon as they're done. But anybody who works in the business, and that's how, I don't know, somebody like Tristan, maybe his hands are stained or whatever it is. Anybody who works in the business, and that's gonna, then that's gonna be, then it's not going to, then it's not going to be a problem. Stitches. So Ramesh Reis and Shuvah Beis Beizayin, that any stitches you're gonna take off, chetzitza, nothing to talk about. It's not part of the golf, and it's going to be chetzitz. The part which you not take off, as we mentioned, the machlekes between the achrenim, do you say that being on top of it, like Rashi, is going to be okay, and if not, not. The wart, the ramas is your belt, is not going to be a problem. Even though Lechem Simla says, even though it's oimeli kotzitz, being that it's part of the golf, even though it's oimeli kotzitz, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Now, as you said, which you said, that's what you start by here also. Even though it's aim of the cuts, it's almost the chayik of the body, which is part of the body. It's anything which is part of the body, even though you plan on taking it off, therefore it's not going to be considered a problem. If it started to be Pirish, then it raised Pirish Maksasai. It's not Pirish Maksasai already, then it's, the chayik between, then it's Pirish Maksasai already, would that be a problem? But if it's a wart which is on and it did not start to be Pirish, then enochinami, that would not be considered a problem. And same thing, hard skin, we said, is part of the body. Therefore, you just take off whatever you can take off. Whatever you can't take off is not going to be a problem, and it will not be considered a chatzitza. But you get a ring. Oh, but also, it's part of the body. I'm saying, is it Pirish? What? What do you say? Tell him to daven mincha. I'll come after, okay? Tell him to but again, sunburn, we said also, you take off, you could get off. The rest, being that it hurts, being that it hurts, so therefore, being that it hurts, the halacha is. Being that it hurts, so therefore, in this matzav, it's like a scab. Take away, take off anything which doesn't take off right now. I'm not going to be on top of it, and this matzav, I'm not going to be on top of it. It's part of the body. You know, it's the only thing for when it's part of the body. It's part of the body. Alamai is going to come off, but me right now, it's not going to come off. So you take away, you take off, and the rest of you take off. By tit, we saw in Sif Yadalad, we saw the certain chilek between lach and yavesh. Tit, which is lach, is not chaytzitz. Yavesh would be chaytzitz. Zakter Rama umak pedes, double lach is mechaytzitz. The Rama says that if someone which is umak pedes is going to be chaytzitz. So what's the chilek between lach and yavesh? The Rama wants to say if you take umak pedes, mechaytzitz. Chazanish wants to be mekel by tit. He wants to say that who in the world is not makev tit? And because of the Rama, everyone's makev. How many of the study davar is that if it's lach, the word goes through. It's not about akpada. If a makev tzayi, chazanish wants to be mekel. Benegaya tit. If it's lach, yeah. There's a minute kosher not to be oisik in batzek on the day of the mikveh. Not supposed to eat bus on the day of the mikveh. Why not? Because you get stuck during your teeth. Therefore, she's not supposed to eat basar, chicken, and ground meat, things like that on the day of the mikvah. We said who in common sense don't eat things like celery, popcorn, and don't put your nails in between your teeth as a machsan, and things like that. All those things a person should not go ahead and you shouldn't do. But Malkim Suda Smith, there is no minhag. Therefore, a lady who prepares challah on every Shabbos. So you can make challah erev Shabbos. We recommend wearing gloves, but pikaron be mutter be makam mitzvah. Who did any suda mitzvah Shabbos? You don't have to be mutter to go and eat. We said who did a suda mitzvah, which is not oseyoyim. We said also we have a bris, a siyum, chalamayid. All those things we're going to be making. Suda lal Shabbos pikaron. She should not eat and go to the mikveh afterwards. Shevelis is makam bush and makam sarach. Maybe you could go on and be makel, but pikaron, she should not go there. Now, the lady has to make sure she's totally in the mikvah. If we have a mikvah lady, talks to the mikvah lady is not to check her over. Talks to the mikvah lady is to make sure that her hair is totally in the mikvah lady. The mikvah lady has to be somebody who is able to see, number one. If she's seen not and she can't see, then talks she would not be good as a mikvah lady. Bidiyavet, the kivaker says, you're not yoitza if you have a mikvah lady. If you don't have a mikvah lady, you're not going to be yoitza. So the Aruch Shulchan says, it's a mile of Bahama, and it's not going to be Ma'akav Bidiyavet. When a guy using the husband for the mikvah ladies, we saw she was not a Yehuda, we said that even though it's Mokamas Mokhasim, but being that she's Usik, the Bikvayval, this is Mokam Sarah, be able to go ahead and use the husband as a mikvah lady. The Chavis is also Eitza of putting something on top of your hair or holding your hair down, that also could be Eitza in terms of that. And in terms of wearing, I forgot to mention, in terms of wearing a ring. So it says that a ring has to be roughly. Ring is Siddur Chatzitza. If it's mhodik, it's chaytzitz. If it's rough, it's not going to be chaytzitz. So badly, you have to take it off. But if rough, it's not going to be chaytzitz. If it's chewing down some shidus, even rough is going to be considered a chatzitza. The minig is you have to try to get it off. If you can't get it off, and if it's tight, it doesn't come off, cut it off. The people have things to cut it off. If you're able to like twirl it around and move it around, so then that's considered rough, and the water in the mikvah gets in there, and it's going to be considered. Okay. This is a tzura I have to. You should not be tevun in a place where there's a kshas, people are going to see you because it's a pachad. But the ever also a tefila. So he said that if a person has to go in the ocean and people are around, it's not so great. But the ever also a tefila. You're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be leaning over a little bit when you're tevun. You shouldn't be standing straight up. Because the water doesn't get that, you have to be leaning over a little bit. Hands up a little bit, like leaning over like the way she nurses. Like she's being oireg. You don't have to spread your feet too far apart. It has to be a little bit apart. But the eved, if she didn't do it the right way, she's standing straight up. The chaver brings down yishum. Also, yishum, which is a loyal slut. The Taz says that if she went into the water as a mayim demon, then it's not going to be like pada. It's only like pada if she went to the water when there's no mic. The water has to be above her. A zeris lepachas has to be above her. Like a part of a zeris. How much is that by goes? It's 3 tvachim. The minik seems to be a little bit less. More like 2.5 tvachim. Half amit 3 tvachim. The minik seems to be a little bit less. Maybe 2.5 tvachim. And you slam. there are different steps, different heights for the mikvah. Are different steps and different heights in terms of there are different heights in terms of A lady is scared to go to mikvah wants somebody to hold her hand. So Mechaber brings down that you shouldn't hold her hand because she has tefila. Mechaber is making one, two things. If she does a rafay or mediach or daf. Mediach or daf, my magdimen, it's going to be all it's going to be okay. What type of water do you need? Tas shachas daf kemei mikvah, not my tulshim. The going is making even my tulshim. But I guess what do you need? The shach brings down the other shem, which are machmor on rafay gzer ato hiduk. And then when we make a to hiduk, even the mechaber is machmor. If you do mamish hiduk, for sure it's gonna be pamim by my magdimim, and the shach must be machmor rafay ato hiduk. The best eitzah really is hold her hand and let go for a split second. That betzim would be the best eitzah in terms of in that type of situation. When a lady goes to the mikvah, she needs kavana to go to the mikvah. She falls into the mikvah. She goes to the bathroom before she goes to the mikvah. I'm rubbing down. If she check a child go to the bathroom before. So she doesn't do it herself because never rather be a samayim. A lady has to go to the mikvah with kavana. If she goes to kavana with kavana, it's okay. And you have to go to the mikvah again. The lady just fell into the water. And, she didn't want to go to mikvah, so I pushed her in. So then the lach is, yishlach mechachila, but b'diavad it would be okay. Most of you would not make a brach in that situation. If a lady went to the with a begadim, if it's tight, you're not yitzah. If it's loose, you're going to be yitzah. Basically, things which are tight in her, it's going to be a problem. Loose, b'diavad will be okay. I think if it's tight, it's going to things. The last lach we saw is that a lady has to be tznias in the mikvah, shouldn't be mefarsamit. Plus, shouldn't let people know that you're going to the mikvah. We said, pirsum is pirsum. You know, some things you have to do to get a babysitter. Or you have to go to, or you're going to mikvah Friday night, and other people are going to know about it. Babysitter. You do what you have to do. Personally, you try to be as serious as possible. Yechavuzin l'chapi left early. Babysitter. That's not a concern. That's not a concern. Since the person is supposed to be as quiet as possible. When the lady comes out of mikvah, she should make sure to not to be poigay in a davar tameh or a goy. And if you put in front of if you're Shemayim, you should be tevil again. And if we have the minute that the mikveh lady is the first person the person meets, and that's the pshat of the mikveh lady. I was saying today when your wife's going to the mikveh, so we spoke about a couple of issues. There's also the chafifa being samach getting the mikveh with the Rama. The answer to the question is really very personal, multifactorial. Look, if your wife wants you to do it because it's stressful for her, because of the needs of babysitting, or just not stressful for her, then she doesn't want to get a babysitter and whatever. So then,
she'll go later.
Okay, no, I don't mean. I'll say if she's happy doing it later, everything works later. So shouldn't be a second. I always have a second seder. In terms of night seder, you want to know. So wait, it's all totally. It's totally what time. It's totally. It's multifactorial. It's totally. It's totally what time, it's totally situation. Look, when you have older kids, you're not starting any out till later, so whatever, no reason not to go out the night later. And that is totally multifactorial with Shalom Bayis. But some of the gather is that if you want to be a night seder and your wife wants you home, some somebody should stay home. If you want to be at home, some somebody should be a night seder.
Well.